With Montana News, I'm Matt Blois. Montana's insurance commissioner says two of the three companies offering health insurance through the individual market in the state cannot adjust their rates following President Donald Trump's decision to end federal subsidies for low to middle income people. Insurance Commissioner Matt Rosendale says he'll hold the Montana Health Co-op and Pacific Source Health plans to the rate increases they proposed, which averaged 4% for the co-op and 7.4% for Pacific Source. In June, Montana Health Co-op CEO Jerry Dworak told MTPR that the biggest reason his company was able to keep price increases for the next year in the single digits is because of the so-called cost-sharing reductions that President Trump now says he's eliminating.
That's about 20% of the total income that we receive. So if all of a sudden that goes away, then we're going to have to raise the rates up another 20%.
Dworak says if the company isn't allowed to update its rates or leave the state, it would end up in receivership due to what he calls a political game intent on sabotaging the Affordable Care Act. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Montana anticipated President Trump's move and set their prices for next year at more than 22% higher to account for it. Commissioner Rosendale is also a candidate for the Republican nomination to run against Senator John Tester in 2018. The University of Providence in Great Falls plans to add men's and women's hockey beginning in the fall of 2018. Vice President for Athletics Dave Gant says they hope to offer 20 scholarships for each team in the first season. The additions would give the university 20 varsity sports. Homeowners in Seeley Lake are offering their summer residences to displaced victims of California wildfires. The Missoulian reports the offer was first posted on social media on Wednesday and was extended through a news release sent to a newspaper in Santa Rosa, California. Emily Rindall was the first to open her home and says the community knows how stressful it can be to experience wildfires. The area was plagued with wildfires that forced evacuations in late August. Many homeowners are seasonal. Rindall says they had a lot of people help them out, so they, quote, wanted to pay it forward. Since igniting Sunday in spots across California's wine country, the blazes have killed 31 people and destroyed at least 3,500 homes and businesses. The state health department is proposing changing its rules so Montanans who are intersex or transgender will be able to more easily change the gender status on their birth certificates. A public comment period on that opened yesterday. Corin Cates Carney reports.
Nick Dimitrovich with the Montana Department of Public Health and Human Services Legal Office says the state uses a rule from the 1970s, which by national standards is outdated and no longer aligns with best practices for anti-discrimination and civil rights policy.
In order to change a gender designation on a birth certificate, you had to have undergone a surgical procedure. And that's just not the standard practice almost anywhere anymore.
Under the new proposed rule, individuals could correct their legal gender status by submitting a form stating they have undergone a gender transition or have an intersex condition, or they can submit a court order or a government-issued ID card indicating the correct gender designation. Public comment on this proposed rule change will close October 20th. The earliest the new rule could be adopted if it goes unchallenged is late November. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
The Columbia Falls company Smart Lamb Technologies is expanding. The timber products company plans to increase production and more than double its workforce to 75 employees. In January, it's moving its operation to the former Weyerhaeuser Lumber Mill property in Columbia Falls. That's all good news, says Jerry Meerkatz, the president and CEO of Montana West Economic Development.
That facility going to another local hero being able to continue to expand the woodworking industry and manufacturing in general is very important to the county because it, again, further substantiates why the county is a great manufacturing location.
Meerkatz's organization is a nonprofit in the Flathead Valley that helped SmartLab write grants to expand its facility. SmartLab produces cross-laminated timber, or CLT, a strong building material made up of wood panels glued together at angles. Producers use small logs and a variety of tree species. The Flathead Beacon reports SmartLab plans to quadruple its production from about 20,000 cubic meters annually to more than 80,000 cubic meters with the new facility. It also hopes to develop additional engineered wood products. The company currently has 31 employees. SmartLab president Casey Malmquist says demand for CLT is increasing as architects and builders learn about its performance and strength. I'm Matt Blois, Montana Public Radio.
I'm Bo Baker. The University of Montana announced it has received a major gift from the Dennis and Phyllis Washington Foundation to expand the College of Education and Human Services. Phyllis Washington, for whom the college's education center is named, spoke at a ceremony today on the Missoula campus.
Denny and I are very happy to be able to announce our new additional $10 million to go for this program.
The addition will connect to the west end of the existing building and provide 35,000 additional square feet of instructional and collaborative space, clinical labs for counseling programs, and new resources for the Montana Digital Academy. The new wing will also include a 500-seat auditorium. Governor Steve Bullock was at the event. He said a commitment to education is essential to Montana's values.
What we're really celebrating is generations into the future. We're affording the opportunity and the infrastructure for kids that they need and they wouldn't have without these investments.
Several other donors joined the Washington Foundation to fund the expansion. UM's College of Education and Human Sciences experienced significant enrollment growth from the 2015 to 2016 academic years. Preliminary preparations for construction began in late August. The project is expected to be completed by December 31, 2018. Montana regulators fear seaplanes could be the cause of invasive mussels showing up in two Montana reservoirs. Biologists first detected the invasive zebra and quagga mussels in the Tiber and Canyon Ferry reservoirs last year, spurring a massive effort to scrub boats of mussels and their larvae. But now regulators fear seaplanes should have also been targeted for cleaning. The Flathead Basin Commission and seaplane pilots groups are figuring out how they can perform inspections on the planes. The commission originally considered banning the planes because of the outbreak, but an attorney for a seaplane pilot sent a letter to the commissioners proposing they instead implement a decontamination policy. I'm Bo Baker, Montana Public Radio.